Excellent. First of all, the meditation. Because there is so much talk in the world. I've been talking a lot today. And so it's wonderful just to learn how to be quiet. And to be able to listen to one's body, listen to one's mind, listen to stillness. And listen to the deep peace inside. It's like it's always there. But we have, you know, by our responsibilities and duties, have to look outside sometimes. This is a time when we come home. Home inside. So I close my eyes. My eyes close, I imagine this hall like it was, say, a month ago, with only a couple of people inside who were doing the recording. My eyes closed. I just imagine solitude in my own little bubble. And in that bubble is my body. And I know that I have to look after this body. And if I care for something, then it gives me peace. So I care for my body. And I start just by caring for my legs. Start on that part of my body and move up. Because when I get to the torso or to the neck, head, they take a little bit more care. So I start caring for easy things first. To be able to care for my legs, I ask a simple question, how are you, legs? Just like if I met you, I'd ask, how are you today? And you give me an answer. My legs answer me and tells me I need to slightly adjust, and I will do that. This manages to save a lot of aches and pains later on. It allows me to be free from being concerned about my legs, so I can move up to other parts of the body. And then once my body is comfortable, then move into my mind. So once my legs are okay, I move then to my butt. Making sure that's comfortable on the cushion, if you're on a chair, that it's comfortable on the chair. And it's okay to fidget at this point, to find the optimum position for your butt. And move up to my back. I ask my back, how are you? There was a time many years ago I injured my back, and about 6 months I couldn't stand up straight. It was quite painful. But now I care for it. And it's pretty much pain-free. And I stretch it. And then I relax it. If I see any part, I don't move too fast. I linger. If I see any part which needs some extra attention, I just zoom in with my mindfulness into that one little area. Zooming in and relaxing everything with care. I notice that when I am mindful and look, with kindness, with love, even a small part of my body, everything becomes calm, at ease. A and to my shoulders. I feel my shoulders quite tense this evening, so I'm going to be with them a little bit longer than usual. There we go. I can feel them easing off, not being so tight or scrunched, becoming loose. And it has a feeling to it once relaxation occurs. And I know that feeling for many, many moments of mindfulness. And yes, my shoulders are now at ease. And I can move down my arms, past my elbows. Elbows are usually pretty okay, but if you have any problem there, just stop there for a while. And give so much kindness and care until the tightness, which sometimes causes inflammation, which is the cause of the pain, can ease. And down my forearms to my hands. I really am aware of those hands now. I know where each finger is. My thumbs are slightly touching. And the feelings, the experience of skin upon skin is very pleasant. It helps feelings in my hands relax so deeply. And of course, because I'm in this moment with experiences of the body happening now, I'm also practicing present moment awareness. I'm noticing feelings, not thoughts about feelings. So I'm going to quite a good degree of silence, just by being aware of my hands. I move up to my shoulders again and then my neck. There's a bit of irritation in my throat from hay fever because I've been busy. I can feel that little itch. Do what I need to ease that itch in the base of my throat. Until it feels good. It's amazing what you can do for irritations, even pains, in your own body. And I go to the front of my face. Here there's some muscles which are still tight around the eyes and the mouth. I imagine them getting loose and at ease. Almost like pretend that they're relaxed, and then they are relaxed. And I like feeling that sensation of a relaxed face, because it relaxes some emotions which cause that tightening of the facial muscles. And then maybe because I've been extra busy today, I just go a couple of inches behind my eyes, between my ears, the location of my brain. I just imagine that brain. Imagine that it's been working too hard. Say sorry, apologize, and give my brain some peace and kindness. I just imagine it, me looking at my brain and saying, thank you for working so well. And my brain responds, feels at ease. The thoughts get weaker until they get so much vacant. I'm just aware, without needing to put things into words. And then I become aware of my whole body. All those little parts joined together. Just sitting here on a Friday evening. My body at peace with itself. Relaxing deeply. Throat needs a bit more attention, so just I'm going to focus on it for a few seconds. And go back to my whole body, just sitting here, at ease. And there it comes, the feeling of delight. Joy, a certain flavor of pleasure, of a relaxed body. I get into it and my body relaxes even more. Some people forget to realize that meditation is a very pleasurable activity, or inactivity if you wish. The joy gets deeper and more profound. When I'm aware of the pleasure of relaxation, relaxation increases. It's a lovely insight. How to relax your body. Make it at peace and healthy. And then I go to my peaceometer, thing which connects me with my emotional world, my mind. How peaceful am I right now? I'm honest, between 1 to 10. 1 really peaceful, 10 just quite agitated. Because I've been relaxing my body. My mind is also relaxing now. And even my mind feels pleasant to be with. I don't need to force it. I try and look at everything which I'm aware of in my meditation as a friend. Make peace, be kind, and be gentle with it. My state of peace gets more deep, more in the present moment, because it's nice to be here, it's pleasant to be here. Don't want to go off to fantasies or memories. It's just gorgeous just staying in this moment, relaxing to the max, being a friend with my present moment. Like most good friends, you don't need to speak. Just a silent friendship with the present moment. We know each other so well. We don't disturb this subverbal contentment. And then, maybe I've been meditating for such a long time now that This always happens when my breath becomes the object of my mindfulness. A delightful breath. It's a beautiful breath coming into my body. It's a delightful breath going out. I just stay there. I will now be quiet for a few minutes. When I start speaking again, I'll be close, 2 or 3 minutes from the end of the meditation. is coming close to the end of the meditation period. How do you feel? Especially your mind. How peaceful is it? What does that peace feel like? I don't mean thinking about it and giving it names. Just the knowing it. How profound. How powerful is a mind which is still. Come out further, I must say reluctantly, to my body. Feel that it's sitting here comfortably, at ease. No stress on it, which I can notice. I know maintaining this position with this type of mind, my body can just heal so much. It's like it's at ease. It feels just so pleasant. And then I let my awareness come further out. Now the time I should ring the gong to end the meditation. So I open my eyes.
I reach down.
My body feels so relaxed. I ring the gong 3 times. It's a signal for you to come out from your meditation. What a pleasant way to live a life. Okay.